January 20th, the U.S. recorded its first case of COVID-19. It so happens South Korea recorded its first case that same day, and yet South Korea has managed to contain the virus to just 10,000 infections and 200 deaths. Compare that to more than 24,000 deaths here in the U.S. Koreans are also trying to carry out their civic duty. One of the many thumping campaign songs for tomorrow's parliamentary election. Despite the pandemic, early voting in South Korea took place last week. Tomorrow is the main event. Reporter Jason Strother is in Seoul, and I asked him first how bad the situation is with the virus in South Korea.
It's not back to complete normality, but if you just walk around here on the streets of Seoul, you wouldn't think that a whole lot has changed. You can still go out to a restaurant. You can still go to the movie theater. Subway cars are packed. Buses are still packed. Life is going on here, despite the social distancing orders that are in place until the beginning of next week.
Even in the midst of this pandemic, this election in South Korea continues as scheduled. South Korea's National Election Commission has been working really overtime to get new rules up and running to allow safe voting. So how's that going to happen? How will voting actually be taking place?
Right, Marco. Well, there have already been kind of dress rehearsals for the Wednesday. At the end of last week, there were 2 days of early voting. A record number of voters came out, somewhere around 12 million South Koreans, like 27% of the electorate cast ballots on those two early voting days. And I spoke to one of those voters. Her name is Hannah Yoon. She's 32, a writer, lives here in Seoul. And she told me how the whole process went down at the polling station.
I don't know if a mask was mandatory because I was already wearing one. And they handed out gloves and hand sanitizer. And they took your temperature before you went up the stairs, because my voting booth was on the second floor. And you had to put on the gloves before you got your voting paper. And then you had to take off the gloves as soon as you were leaving.
I mean, it's really a contrast, isn't it, to the challenges we saw recently in Wisconsin, a seeming lack of social distancing, discarded ballots. And there's no system of mail-in ballots in South Korea? It's all in person?
No, South Korea does not have a mail-in ballot system. So if you want to vote, you have to show up at one of these polling stations. And speaking of Wisconsin, that was also on the mind of voter Hannah Yoon. She had some comparisons to draw.
I didn't feel like it was super safe here, but at the same time, looking at like how Wisconsin handled their primaries and just seeing pictures of people online without masks did make me feel a little bit better about voting here in Seoul.
Jason, I'm wondering about people in South Korea who are sick and quarantined. Is there a plan for allowing them to vote?
During the 2 days of early voting, kind of makeshift polling stations were set up in some of the medical facilities where the coronavirus patients are staying. So those who were well enough to vote could cast a ballot. As for the 50,000 or so people that are in self-quarantine right now, special provisions are being made for them to leave their house once the polls close at 6 p.m. on Wednesday here. They will be allowed to vote, but then right after they cast their ballots, they have to get back home by 7 p.m.
So politically, how much of an issue is the coronavirus? Who stands to gain? Who stands to lose from this?
We've seen President Moon Jae-in's popularity rise over the past month or so. His party was doing fairly well even before the pandemic struck, although some analysts felt that the elections could have gone either way. But now, after he has won all this acclaim from around the world about how South Korea has been able to mitigate the coronavirus, it certainly is benefiting him as well as his party. I spoke to a Korea analyst at the Shorenstein Center at Stanford, Jiuk Shin, who told me that even though the president has shown that he has done a good job at confronting COVID-19, there are still some other things that he has not shown his expertise at.
In other words, the government may have been quite successful in containing the virus, but it doesn't mean that they've been successful in dealing with economic situation.
I'm just curious how much of the economy in South Korea has been really affected by the virus, and could that be a liability for Moon Jae-in?
As far as the economic toll here during the pandemic, statistics from the government show that unemployment claims rose sharply in March. There's also a low in new jobs being created. But one economic research institute here in Seoul says, you know, despite all of that, the economy could be somewhat back to normal as early as next month.
Reporter Jason Strother in Seoul, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Marco. Stay safe.